Sabbath School Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Thirsty. Heavenly ministry. In Hebrew chapter 9 verse 24 we read, "For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us." Oh, that's great. It's written here. Now to appear in the presence of God for us. Verse 28, "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin and to salvation." Heavenly ministry. So we have a high priest ministering in the heavenly sanctuary in the center of the universe for us. Here on earth, it was great. The Israelites, they were the only ones who had a model of the heavenly sanctuary. It was the earthly sanctuary, the tabernacle. And it was a privilege to have a model here on earth. And it was here in Israel, first in Sichem, and then there in Jerusalem. Here it was the tabernacle built with tents, and here in Jerusalem then built in stones by Solomon. David was the one who transferred it from Sichem to Jerusalem. And this privilege, being the nation, having such a model among them, oh, this was great. But imagine, we are allowed to get to the center, to the real one. Not just a model of it. We will get there where Jesus dwells, where the Father is on the throne, and Jesus. There we are allowed to get. Isaiah was the one who got in a vision, who was in a vision and got this idea what's going on there. And he said to himself, when he saw what happened there, "Wow, to me, I will be a dead person at once. I've seen the Father, the Almighty, on the throne." And he experienced the difference between the Almighty and an earthly human being. He said, "Woe to me, I will not survive, I will be dead in a jiffy, because I've seen him." And it was only a vision, So what will be when you will be there? There in the center, in the heavenly sanctuary. So it's such a privilege knowing He is ministering there for us at the moment, and we are allowed to be there in the future, to visit His home place. Wow, imagine what's going on there. But there is something to fulfill before this can happen, of course. Is your love for Jesus as He loves you? We are far, far away. And we need to be together with Him daily, at least 1 hour per day, studying the life of Jesus, especially the last days of His life before crucifixion and the day of crucifixion. We should study at least 1 hour a day the life of Jesus. This would be good for us, because then our trust in Him will become stronger. Our love to Him will become stronger, and we will be filled with the Spirit of God. So we will be saved.